Hello! Hello, everybody! Speedy Trinetsud! Back in the house! What?
Hold on, I need to... Okay, first...
Okay! Now you, yeah, now you can hear the comrade! And... And now comrade should be able to hear music. Can comrade hear music? Hello?
What's the problem? Am I supposed to hear a video? Or is like, with some other tab I have open, isn't that coming from your end? Oh yeah, it's on my end. Well, derp. Hi guys,
What was that all about?
I'm very confused.
I'm also very confused. Is the stream fine? Okay, now I need to check if the stream is fine. Now I'm very scared.
Now the stream appears to be fine because I was apparently listening to it. Meanwhile, guys, we're hanging tight because apparently, unlike always, the chat doesn't work today. Well, the YouTube part works. The Discord bridge has decided not to work, and it just says error. Very descriptive, and I'm kind of trying to... Oh, it just says internal error. That's still very helpful. Let me restart Restream chat. That's helpful.
Oh, let me quickly get my Streamlabs.
Internal error. That's not a good sign.
Yes, yes.
No, log says error.
Log me in. There it is.
Okay. By the way, I'm sorry about last week. I legitimately felt like garbage. You might still be able to hear a slight nasally quality to my voice, but that is just the sound of my voice, thankfully.
Yes, yeah, and here at PG-13 Inc., we take our co-workers' health very seriously.
Your intern's health, right?
Oh, of course. Of course. Mute this.
I can't believe I just allowed myself to be demoted like that.
Writing direction? What is going on? Mark. Hey, Mark. How's it going? Hey, Fluffy Master.
Delete connection. Delete the Discord. Connect Discord. Stand by as I fix the chat, I hope.
Hello, hairy unicorn!
What?
How's it going? Well, now our intern has more work to do. He has to check both chats.
No, I'm about to fix it. For the moment, I don't see... your... I do not see...
Your... Neither do a lot of people here, I don't think.
Yeah, I do not see your Discord messages for the moment because my Discord is actually on D&D. You know, because it used to work. Oh, of course it has to be beep boop beep boop. That, yeah, let's do an audio capture. Here, you can have the whole audio capture. You can see it. Let me show you what I'm having to go through. For you guys.
It's easy and effective.
It's not easy.
And it's not effective. And it's not effective.
Yeah, it's very much broken.
Effect.
You know what else just broke? Team Talk.
Good job. It's one of those days. It's a bye. It's one of those days. How's everyone? Hope you're doing great. As great as one can.
Sorry about that. Team Talk broke. We haven't had one of like a rocky start like this in a while. That's probably why.
Yeah. We're going to do very interesting things today. Today's stream Indeed. Is going to be, it's going to be great. Also, for some reason, my voice has decided to just give up on me, so... sorry about that, there's not much I can do.
Okay, Discord.
Let me quickly quit some stuff. Quit.
Oh, Discord channels, here we
quit
go.
Quit this. And quit that. Okay. Oh no! I messed up the scene trans. No! I closed the. I need to bring up the YouTube studio again. Everything is going wrong. Here we go.
Same.
Oh, now I have two of them. Okay.
Okay, we're good. I think the Discord should work.
We're good.
Right?
We're good. We're good. Is it working? Let's find out.
I don't know. Connect the channels.
Meow.
Two from two, it says. Stream chat. Yeah, it says, I think it should be working, yes. If it doesn't, then I don't know what the hell the problem is. And I don't know why it broke today. This is, like, I mean, it's been working rock solid for, like, the past streams, and we have...
I sent a message in our YouTube chat, and it's not showing up in Discord.
Mayana says they're live, folks. I'm seeing both, I think, so that's weird.
Oh! There we go! There we go. Alrighty. Okay, we're good. Hi. Now for real.
Sorry. Sorry about that, guys.
Took 10 minutes to set up, but we're here.
Yay.
Yay.
Oh, what are we playing today?
Oh, we're playing.
Let's finally talk about that.
Playing a brand new audio game that just came out. Brand new. Mm-hmm. Brand new. It was released yesterday. We could have played something else, but Discord decided. And since we're slaves to our Discord, we will obviously do whatever they say. Please do not take this as some sort of initiative to say really dumb things, because there will be limits. But and, I mean, you know, you could also, you could just try, and I mean, maybe you'll be in luck.
And of course, as always, the obligatory warning that during your stream, if you talk in the stream chat channel on the Discord, that's all linked, as I was just desperately trying to fix, which means that anything that you say will be put on the record and archived, so keep that in mind.
Yep. Also, it's the same for the YouTube chat. I don't know if people know this, but... you can actually replay the chat with the video, so anything you say in that chat is on this video until the end of YouTube, until Google is like, yeah, you know what? Nah, which they do every now and then.
We decided that their chat replay is not a good idea because it's just mainly offensive things.
Hey, Marilyn. How's it going?
Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully we can help you out. I don't actually know.
Mayana is betraying us.
Because she wants to decide to. She wants to buy this game. Which is a, valid thing. How much did you pay for this, actually?
Because £3 and 99 pence.
So it's like about €5, give or take?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the price point we're at. We'll see what happens. I know absolutely nothing about this game. I know that other people have streamed it, and
I also know very little. I looked at some stuff that they posted on YouTube. I've heard like their different mechanics. This is gonna be interesting. So
it's gonna be interesting, and I don't think it's going to be one of those like 4-hour streams as well. I think it might be like a 1.5-2 hour stream at most. So it should be nice and chill, I think.
Yep.
It won't be too long.
Okay.
I don't think this is a very long game.
without further ado, where is it? Oh no, let's hope it actually lets me switch audio.
Oh yeah, well, it means Unity, right? So in theory, it should. Unity is generally not too fussy. I don't think. Hello, Michael.
Okay, whoa. We've got controls. What do we have here? Credits. Radio, quit. Let's see. New game.
That's cool. I like that.
Turn off the music. Buy music. Set up graphics.
Right off the bat, while you do that, I have to point out that I like this menu. This is a nice menu.
And
I like it lots.
Game capture. Properties. There it is. Okay.
Okay, we've got controls.
Beer, indeed.
Beer. Okay. How are
we
doing?
No, first we have to start by listening to the credits, I guess.
Yes, of course.
Because that makes sense. You start just with quickly the credits.
Make sure that the graphics. Oh yeah, it seems to be fine. A detective's GMLSE. Nice going, OCR.
Radio credits.
All right, credits. Let's do it.
All right. Not to name any names, but these guys are responsible for all of this. So a massive thanks to these people.
I love it.
Bombasoma is the great peg leg. Who do we have here? Papa Greg Gidney as the mighty Rex.
Okay.
Matt Watford
as
the weirdly eccentric British trainer. Must be your big break. Harry Cooper as Thug 3. How threatening. Connor Harrison as Miscellaneous. Wow. Very multi-talented. Jordan Berry as Laugh. Laugh. God, I hate this job. Joel Wayland, this trailer guy, says here the Emperor. I think that's for something else. Alex Tricchiomo and Katie Otten as the wonderful Tannoys. Dally Brunk
as
Psychic Lady, Kid, and Crazy Lady. Sounds about right.
This is going to be a good one.
Henry Schrader, Martin Luke, and Noko Mabitsela as homeless dudes. Kieran Aitken as civilian 1, 2, and 3. Samantha Schved as civilian 4 and 5. Benjamin Gray as even more civilians. Plenty of people around here. Elizabeth Serra as mysterious woman and murdered woman. Quite the narrative. And of course, Daniel C. Johnson as me, the detective. Name yet to be announced.
Cool. Ooh.
Oh, wait. We forgot the dev team. Whatever it is they really do. Thanks to Connor, Harry, and Jordan for bringing you Pitch Black, A Detective's Demise. All right. See you next time. The detective out.
All right, this is great.
Let's see.
Mayana's
controls.
All right.
Mayana's reaction in the chat says, "Okay, well, this game just made the main menu and the credits sound awesome. That's all I want. All I have to hear."
All right. Let's see. Do we?
What do we have here? New game.
Do we look at controls?
Let's see. Controls.
We do. We should.
We could, or we could just start the game.
Oh yeah.
To move the detective forward, press the up arrow key. To move the detective backwards, press the down arrow key.
Why?
Left and right will rotate the detective. To activate the auditory zoom enhancement, press and hold the spacebar. To deactivate the auditory zoom enhancement, release the spacebar.
Sick.
The peripheral enhancer only activates when being attacked. To activate the pause menu, press the escape key. To navigate the menu, use the up and down arrow keys.
Sounds sane enough.
Thanks for telling me that after I've navigated the menu.
What do we have here? Controls.
All right.
Well, at least that works. New game.
Okay. This is great. All right. Are we ready?
I guess we are. Let's go.
Are we ready for the incredible amounts of sarcasm? Here we go.
Pitch Black, A Detective's Demise, is the latest addition to the growing audio game genre. This means that there are no visuals in this series. All you need are your ears for this experience. To navigate, press the up arrow to move forward, the down arrow to
why
move
did
backward,
I even...
and likewise, left and right to rotate the detective.
Okay.
To activate the pause menu, press...
I want to use WASD and the mouse.
Headphones are strongly recommended for this experience. Enjoy A Detective's Demise, brought to you by Purple Jam.
That's their logo. Nice. At least that works. am I supposed to do something already? Nope, can't move yet. Do I need to press something? Or...
I don't know.
What's going on? No button does anything, yeah, nope. So... I guess we're just chilling out, listening to music. As a detective does.
Oh, it's good music. It's appropriate, anyway.
Nobody bought it without knowing it's an audio game. Alright, I feel like I'm doing something wrong. Oh, nope, here we go. Thanks for that.
Let's keep this short and sweet. You have an array of exciting new plus sense enhancements. Lambton has made these improvements so we can carry on locking up bad guys and help make our district safer.
Really?
Let's try some out. Firstly, we have the updated auditory zoom. This classic gizmo allows us to zoom in.
What's
on our
sky over there behind
and
us on
everything
the web.
Else out as it does. Talk well. About enhancements, eh? It functions as usual, but with a higher range and higher fidelity. Press and hold the space bar. Try it now, detectives.
What the heck is happening? Well, what are you doing over there? Are you okay?
Let's zoom in on this guy, then.
You forget the feeling you're being watched? Man, everyone in here is a detective, so... Yeah, I guess.
Oh my God.
I don't know, man. Like, look at that guy. I mean, he's staring right at us.
Yeah, hi. How's it going?
Has he got his eyes closed? Nah, he's squinting, man. He looks like he's concentrating really hard. On eavesdropping. Hey, man.
Shit.
Yeah, you. Stop that. We know you're a detective and all that, but go detect somewhere else.
How do you know?
Go detect somewhere else. Someone's being tortured back there. Don't worry about it.
I'm trying to figure out... Oh.
Righty-o! The next program we have is the Peripheral Enhancer.
Peripheral.
This will literally save your life. Mm. I will now take my gun, aim it at your head, and pull the trigger.
Look, sounds
program
great.
Program will run automatically, but you will press right to dodge right, and vice versa. Easy enough?
So of course.
Let's just tape the tech boys.
We don't dodge.
Chicks, eh? Okay, 3, 2, 1.
God damn, this audio is good.
That's a good job those bullets are rubber, rookie.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, let's actually do it properly.
Ah, good job, detective.
I pressed
bullet time.
Yeah, the sound design is not bad.
Job well done, detective.
Are you gonna constantly shoot at my head? Do you get some sort of perverse satisfaction out of shooting me in the face?
You're now officially trained enforcers.
Sick.
Go out and save this world from the crooks and thugs and non-threatening
city
thieves. Lambton thanks you all.
Yeah. Thanks for shooting at my face. I like it.
The academy days.
Yeah.
The only thing I really learned, just because a man has a badge, doesn't mean he's one of the good guys.
Oh, yeah.
You can't teach the streets in a gym, neither. Gotta learn the hard way.
Or you don't. Could always just be happy about being a bad guy, I guess. Alright. What are you doing? Oh, we're waiting. Alright. Time for the briefing, I guess. What are we doing?
Loading. Please wait. Right? Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
We're somewhere. Can you... Oh, can you...
Oh, I can walk. Okay.
Let's zoom in. Can you listen in? Like, do we get anything?
I'm listening to a record, to an empty record. Although it's already crackling, so it's a used empty record. It's probably, like, the most popular version of 433.
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right, let's just... I have to admit, I'm not a fan of these footsteps.
Yeah, it sounds like you're wearing high heels.
No, get off of me, you clipper!
Give me your Denny's, lady, and you'll regret it.
Help! Someone.
What the?
You help me, please.
Didn't I tell you?
Come on, Rex. Go before anyone else goes to the party.
Whatever. I invite anyone who thinks they can take down Rex.
Is that us?
Now, pick her up, and we'll go hide her somewhere.
All right, let's go!
Wait, did they kill her? I didn't want to hear her die. What happened?
I think they knocked her out.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Damn it. I hate these glitches. Superior technology, my behind. Retro Retriever's jumping time frames, too.
What happened?
Woo! Having fun? I do like when you use this thing, like the audio, like there's like a EQ in the audio.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you can't hear it here, but like you definitely hear it in the training room.
All right,
let's get finding these troublemakers.
What?
Only happened 10 minutes ago. Then I can carry on searching for her.
Why aren't we
One's
even...
One's called Rex, evil laugh. The other has a stutter and an augmented leg. Better listen for the clanking.
Whoa. What was that?
The cars, I guess. Did I mention it sounds like you're wearing high heels?
Yeah. Let's high heel our way.
Ooh, can we just...
Oh, now we can turn.
Listen.
Ah. There's the evil laugh guy.
I like this amp. A transgender is the
no.
This is
what
actually,
is that?
I like this atmosphere.
What's that? No.
It's like you're in slow-mo. Can we just stand here for a second and like enjoy the ambience? Because I think it's really good. Oh dear. Let's not do tax evasion then.
Let's do tax evasion. Alright, I guess we get plenty of time to explore this, so let's just go see the bad guy.
South.
Oh, south! Is that what it said?
Yep.
I love this. Yeah, this is good. Alright. Rex, Rex. Oh.
When I said I wanted to clean up the streets, I didn't mean this.
Yeah.
Hey, wanna buy some glow? Come on, just a few oh, sorry, man. Wrong person.
Keep walking.
What if I did want to buy some glow? Where's the guy?
Oh, there.
Can I walk in this mode? Nope. Can't walk. Can I get run over by one of these cars?
Think you can come into our district, bug? Guess again.
What the fuck is that?
I think you need to counter these somehow after.
Never a dull moment in District 5. Gotta watch my back.
Ah, there's some sick music. Oh dear. Hey, it actually sounds like this person's below you, so someone's using HRTF correctly.
Where is that? Where are you? Oh, I wish I could use the mouse. Oh, I really wish I could use the mouse. Hello?
Need to find the brute with the laugh.
Oh, we can't interact with them, so I guess there's someone that did glow. Alright. Let's find the guy. This ambience, though. Man.
It's nice. Like, how simple the gameplay is. Here we go. The presentation is definitely 10 out of 10.
I'm more of a live in the now kind of guy.
Probably for the best, because it ain't pretty. You've been getting those glitches again? Just wait for the blackouts. I get the feeling we'll be meeting again, Detective.
It's like a nightclub.
What the
Lucky guess. Hex technology was outlawed years ago. How did that crone get her hands on some?
Oh. Alright, hey,
like
bud.
Someone walked into that nightclub and, like, the door opened and, like, you could hear the music unmuffled. Oh, dear.
Where the fuck? Oh. Hey,
He's
man.
Right in front of you. Yeah.
What you're doing is not okay.
You know, I've always been suspicious of 6'5" thugs hanging around on street corners.
Long coat, scruffy hair, bags under the eyes. Introducing Detective Defective.
Evil laugh, scarred face, and ill manners. Not to profile, but I'm guessing you're the bad guy.
Newsflash, Detective. Everyone around here is one of the bad guys.
Is that right?
You're about to find out. Now I ask you again, what do you want?
Everything. Money. Oh no, are we about to get hit in the face again?
Not to get shot after one.
How? I'm still kingpin around here.
What do I want?
What the?
A cleaner dusk light, less idiots, and better pay. Oh, and FYI, your Aug buddy is next. Where is he?
All right, he's at the other end of the street selling glow. Now let me out of these cuffs.
All right, other end of the street. Easy enough. I'll call in my location and get the local help to pick him up. And might need a few hands to lift this brute.
And do come back to watch the archive when you edit yourself. And this goes to all of you. Like, this game seems to be quite story driven. So if you wanna Go play the game and then come back and listen to it, to our us playing it, go right ahead.
There's something very broken over there.
Yeah, like a flickering light. It's like a flickering light or something by the sound of it.
Oh. You know. Let's go check out some stuff while we're here. What happens if we try to go off path?
Pondra wanted to go into the nightclub.
Alright.
Path's blocked by a wall that I'm walking into.
Well, cool.
Yeah, go ahead.
There was a door. Oh. I heard someone go through a door.
Didn't I tell you already? The doors don't exactly sit well in here.
I will get to the bottom of this, brick by brick.
Oh, they won't let us in.
Well, I mean, I guess if you were a bouncer, you saw a detective walking in, you probably wouldn't either.
Hold on. I'll just wait until someone else gets in. The heck is
Maybe we'll have to go in here later anyway.
Maybe. Alright.
What is the screen talking about?
There on the left? Let's see. Can I run?
Oh, there's someone walking.
Oh. What am I running?
I will get to the bottom of this, brick by brick.
What am left. I?
Nobody denies the Earth's rave.
Am I stuck? Yeah, can't go there. Okay. I need to... turn around. Don't deny us the...
Talk about hitting a wall in the investigation.
Ha! You're funny!
Talk about hitting a wall in the investigation.
Okay, let's see. Where's the guy?
Selling glow. At the other end of the street, I'll probably have to walk a bit.
I can't. There are walls. Where's the street? Oh, there. Let's... Oh, here we go.
Got myself a pass.
No way. How?
I helped a friend out.
He stole it.
Yeah, but he doesn't know yet.
You don't exactly look like a binge-eating six-foot monorail operator.
Maybe if I put a pillow up my top. Actually, my boobs are already as big as his.
I feel like these noises mean that we've just discovered some thing.
Yeah, we've gotten something. Yeah, something.
Okay, now where's the screen? That's quiet.
Gotta stick to the path, not the wall.
We're on top of it.
Oh. Okay.
Also,
nice.
you were right. Someone did eventually walk through that door. Oh well.
Nice. We get sort of the Viagra ads just on the street.
Yeah.
Spam has moved on. That thing don't sound
also,
too good.
Yeah, I also like that. That was hard.
Okay, now where is this guy? Can I run into this? Nope. Okay.
It's probably like a hover car or something.
Where is he?
Yeah.
What the?
I guess we just gotta take a stroll until we hear something. Oh. I mean, we came across a guy selling glue at the beginning before we.
Yeah, and we told him to leave.
Oh, on your left.
Hey, you, give me your tech.
Buzz off, kid.
I'll give you 2 Denise for it. Or are we District 5's too scummy for you, huh?
Definitely. Better luck next time.
Oh, someone's going in. Is it that person?
I think.
Want some girls, bud?
Rules are made to be broken, detective.
Unless it's the one I'm looking for. Then no, I did not.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm coming, baby.
What the fuck was that all about?
It's never a dull moment with you guys. Keep up the fine work.
Thank you! Oh, I don't have the alert box open.
Thanks, Trenton.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your 15 euros, actually. That's pretty cool.
Oh, wow. That is really cool. Yeah, all of your contributions help us buy more games and things like this. So, seriously, they're much appreciated.
I guess that wasn't the guy that we were looking for, but there is a TV here. What's being sold? What's being sold? Okay, can't wait around for the ads. Oh.
We understand taxes aren't easy to accommodate for. We've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones reach easier times and reap the rewards that taxes allow.
Like what?
We just picked up like 2 thingies at the same time. Wow. That's funny.
Alright, bud. What the fuck?
Oh god.
Damn rats.
That thing was flying!
Oh,
I do like how
here we go.
Lambton bug. I think you took a wrong turn, detective.
Even the rats did a better job of sneaking up on me.
I mean, he has a point.
Oh. Okay. Over here? I think this thing.
Yeah, I think it might be the guy in front of you because he's not slowing down the rest of them. What are you even avoiding? Fists?
Yeah.
Or bullet? But it didn't sound like he was shooting.
Oh, so shit.
He used his fist.
Alright.
Oh, yeah, it didn't say he had a stutter.
Oh,
Oh yeah, and he's walking with like an artificial leg or something. You can actually hear that.
What the hell are you doing? Sneaking up on a disabled person like that?
I'm just checking in on the local villains. Schedule's been real tight lately.
Villain? Coming from a lambton bug. The irony.
It's pretty black and white, friend. You kill an innocent woman, you become a bad guy.
Screw you! You got no evidence! You think living in District 5 is easy? I'm surviving! I'm taking what I deserve!
The only thing you deserve is a life sentence.
Oh, surprise! Well, now it's time for you to survive! Time for you to get what you deserve!
Oh, boom, sir.
Get up, baby. Get up.
What? He does sound like the Max Payne guy, yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, dear.
I think we just got electrocuted by a piece of wood.
That's not good.
I am not sure how that can happen.
Wait, is this how this demo ends? I mean, it's called Detective's Demise.
Alright. These musical interludes are quite long.
Okay. At least tell me there was more.
Ah! You thought that was it?
Simple fools. You can't get rid of Rex that easily.
And the incredible Peg Leg.
We all know they're here to see me. Move aside, puny man.
Ah! Do it! Game and again?
Yeah, puny man.
Punch this idiot.
Seriously, restart the game and try the other end first.
There's an ultimate finale, and I bet you didn't speak to everyone you could have.
Oh,
see you soon, loser.
Oh, we lost the game. Huh.
So do we need to call this guy first?
Not to name any names. But these guys are responsible for all of this, so a massive thanks to these people.
Stop!
Bombasoma.
Stop!
Great Peg Leg. Who do we have here?
Oh no!
Oh, you broke it! Ooh!
What did I do?
British trainer. Must be your big break. Harry Cooper.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, we don't want to listen to the credits again, so we'll just muffle them. I hope we don't have to listen to that every time we finish the game. If I knew that this would happen, I wouldn't even have clicked them. Jeez. Yeah, so, I mean, ambience is really good.
Yeah, I mean, this is clearly just a tech demo for what they're going to do later down the road. I don't know if you should be charging for things like this. I think they kind of still want a little bit more money for to make their actual, like, this pitch black thing. Which, I mean, fair enough. Yeah, no, this is...
I'm a little bit disappointed by the fighting.
Super simple, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fighting is a bit, like... I mean, you don't even really fight. You just avoid. And, like, there's... I don't know, it just doesn't feel very satisfying.
Yep.
But yeah,
no,
the sound...
you don't even get to counterattack. But yeah, I would say like 10 out of 10 for presentation, for sure. And then, like, yeah, the rest of it is a little shallow, but... goddamn, the presentation is good.
Alright, how far?
As mysterious woman, murdered woman, quite the...
Put them back in the box.
Put them back in the box until he's done. I hope it, yeah. No. Like, I mean, we could have actually gotten further if we, you know, played properly. So we're going to try again and do it the other way around.
Trenton says that's exactly what Liam said yesterday. That's funny. We think alike, apparently.
Well, I mean.
Well.
Yeah. Oh, what?
Time to get the guy out of the box. And Restart.
It restarted. Hold on, I need to reset up.
Did it quit? Oops. Oh no. Well. That's not good. That is not good at all.
There you go.
What do we have here? Control.
Every time it it restarts the whole process. It doesn't even go back to the menu. It literally exits and restarts and plays the logo. Not good.
Wow.
That could be improved.
That's a cheap way to do it.
Huh. The Academy days. The only thing I really learned, just because a man has a badge doesn't mean he's one of the good guys. You can't teach the streets in a gym neither. Gotta learn the hard way.
Alright, let's run.
No, get off of me, you clipper!
Give me your titties, lady, or you'll regret it.
Guessing we can't skip this?
Someone!
You put this in the box?
Okay, we've got compass.
Oh, what's
this? What do we have here? Continue. Okay, we've got compass. Then there's controls. Let's see, credits. Well, at least that works. Quit. What do we have here? Continue.
What's compass?
Then there's compass.
Compass on.
Radio compass. Damn it. I hate these glitches. Superior technology my behind. Retro retrievers jumping time frames too.
Any other buttons? Let's try buttons. Tab.
Don't accidentally crash.
F1, 2, 3, 4, no. Alt, space. Oh yeah, space is the thingy. Forgot. No other buttons. Alright. At least we don't have to listen to that long ass thing again. Alright.
No.
Alright, let's pick up this guy.
Buy some glow?
No.
Come on, just a few steps.
Keep walking.
The guy's way over there and the guy still talks to him. Yeah, he's in front of you. He's walking. Fancy.
Hey, man.
Walking thingy.
You! Don't you come any further!
I only want to talk. But I gotta warn you. I've always thought actions speak louder than words.
Yeah? Well, I ain't exactly a listener. Can't say much for my talking either. Guess that leaves us one thing. You're just pulling my leg.
I'm almost impressed.
Huh?
Maybe you should have been the detective.
The dog's fist!
Oh man, you can't even press the wrong button.
Slippery bug!
You can't even press right.
Lucky son of a...
You can't even...
Where's the other murdering scumbag?
You can't even mess it up.
Get off me!
Tell me where he is, and I might tell the boys in District 4 to go easy on you.
Ah, what the hell? Rex is a lying piece of work anyway. He's down the other end of the street with his goons.
Better call it in.
So?
Only way he gets let off is if they can't handle the stench. Better find this Rex character.
So Connor says that there might actually be a way to get into a club for more conversations if you're patient enough, and I mean, you might be right.
That's what I wanted to do, but it took a while. Let's see.
Well, I mean, hey, we have... This is probably going to be a short stream anyway, so might as well do that. Let's just hang out at the club.
Alright, let's just keep going here. What do we got? Give me some of that juicy.
Talk about hitting a wall in the investigation.
Huh? See what do we have here? Ah!
Stay back from the barrier. The street has been sealed for your protection.
Better turn back. District 5's on lockdown.
That made me jump. That was fucking loud.
So.
Where were we going? Who is this? Hey. Hey. Hey.
No.
You're walking through the barrier. Can we talk to this person? Oi. Okay.
So. Nope.
Don't blame me at all, dude. The club. I know exactly how you feel, especially considering most clubs now are kind of closed. I definitely feel you.
This compass doesn't always work.
So.
I swear one of these days those lines are gonna fail.
What lines?
Heard about what happened in the tunnels? The Landon family decided to close them off. Apparently the workers found thousands of dead carcasses down there.
Why are you all the way below me?
Like humans neither.
Why am I not surprised, huh? The Landon family has a shady history, man.
Good to know. Thanks for letting me.
Oh, look. A Lambton bug. I think you took a wrong turn, detective.
All right.
Even the rats did a better job of sneaking up on me.
They didn't yet, actually.
Gotta stick to the path, not the wall.
Oh.
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 Oh, dear.
Stay focused. I will get to the bottom of this, brick by brick.
Someone
gotta
got
stick to the path,
murdered.
Not the wall. I will get to the bottom of this, brick by
combat,
brick.
Combat? What happens if you don't do anything in a combat prompt?
We'll do in a minute.
Got myself a pass. No way. How? I just helped a friend out.
So.
Yeah, but he doesn't know yet.
Stupid damned announcements! Up yours, Lambton! How can you tax people?
I don't talk to my.
No income!
That's disturbing.
There are lots of small people.
Understand, taxes aren't easy to accommodate for. We've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones reach easier times.
Path's blocked by a wall that I'm walking into.
Not really. What? Oh. What's wrong, buddy?
Oh, there's a club.
What?
A couple of Denny's. That's all I need to get my life on track. Can you spare any, mister? Maybe just your fancy coat? Warmth is the first stage to being human.
Here, take him.
Good thing. I was about to rob you. Thanks, man.
Wow.
God damn.
Should've owned the guy.
You're what? Oh, shit. Too many effects.
Okay, well. Let's see.
Think you can come into our district, bug? Guess again.
Holy shit.
And now we wait.
No. I'm doing that after this, because I'm not doing... Oh, yeah. I want to finish this first.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if... It won't do something weird.
Never a dull moment in District
5.
Yeah,
no, true.
Gotta watch my back.
Alright, let's see.
Alright, now we wait for someone to open this club up.
If I can get around this guy. Let's see.
Maybe that's the whole point. Like,
damn it.
The door.
The fuck?
Good job. Oh.
Nah, dude,
that
not
didn't
yet.
Last very long.
What did I even do?
Yeah, go ahead. Didn't I tell you already?
Fellas, I think you're taking the term "everything must go" a little too literally.
Funny coming from a detective who puts cuffs on anyone from District 5.
What?
Well, if everyone from District 5 ended up killing innocent women, then I guess cuffs would be one solution.
I don't think you know who you're messing with, detective.
You ain't exactly easy to miss, big fella.
Stupid Lambton bug. Such a small and puny mind. No. How? I'm still kingpin around here.
Really?
All right. What do you want?
Justice, mainly. But also to see a murdering scumbag squirm a little more.
Squirming doesn't look good on me. But a Lambton enforcer? Well, that's a sight for sore eyes.
I preferred the scared and frightened Rex.
Psst.
Get up, baby. Get up.
Not again.
I do actually think that's how it's supposed to end, though. Like, I don't think you can avoid, like...
Really?
It is called...
It is called a detective's demise. Yeah. Fair. Wall. Okay, well. What now?
Alright.
I mean, I guess we...
Not to name any names. But these guys are responsible for all of this. Okay, we've got... Continue. Bombasoma. Leg.
No. Okay. Let's just quickly restart it.
So we're gonna give it like one more try. And I do actually have an idea of what else we can do to actually fill out the stream as well, that would make thematical sense with what we've been doing. Because another company has recently released a demo of a thing that they're working on. Which might be kind of thematically related, which also involves cops and things.
Well, at least that works. Controls. Then there's a new game.
Let's try. All right. Do it again.
We're going to get this guy first.
The Academy days. The only thing I really learned, just because a man has a badge doesn't mean he's one of the good guys. You can't teach the streets in a gym, neither.
I do wonder if there's a way to get a better outcome, though. Alright, run, bud.
No, get off of me, you clipper!
Get your tunies, lady, or you'll regret it.
Help someone!
For some reason, I don't think so.
You help me, please!
What didn't I tell you?
Come on, Rex! Before anyone else joins the party.
Whatever. I invite anyone who thinks they can take down Rex. Now, pick her up and we'll go hide her.
I do wonder if.
All right.
Like. I don't know. I kind of wish there was a bit more to it, you know?
Superior technology, my behind.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you.
Retro Retriever's jumping time frames, too.
Consider when you have games that, like, cost a little less, like, the like Blind Quest, as much as that's a really repetitive series. You do get, like, 3 hours of gameplay. I mean, so, you know.
I mean, you also don't get that great audio, so, you know, there's also
true,
that.
True.
But,
true.
Okay, so first of all, we're going to get ourselves killed.
Like, this actually has a lot of voice acting and stuff, so.
When I said I wanted to clean up the streets, I didn't mean this.
No. Fuck you.
Path's blocked by a wall that I'm walking into.
Alright, how do I...
Think you can come into our district, bug?
Kill me! Kill me!
Look, I just squashed a bug.
Huh?
Reinitializing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can't even press the wrong arrow, watch. What? Huh?
Never a dull moment in District 5. Gotta
that was
the back.
Wrong voice. Was it?
It was. Oh, but definitely killed the right person.
A couple of Denny's. That's all I need to get my life on track. Can you spare any, mister?
Here, take him. You know, I've always been suspicious of 6'5" thugs hanging around on street corners.
Long coat, scruffy hair, bags under the eyes. Introducing Detective Defective.
Evil laugh, scarred face, and ill manners. Not to profile, but I'm guessing you're the bad guy.
Newsflash, Detective. Everyone around here is one of the bad guys.
Is that right?
You're about to find out. Now I ask you again, what do you want?
Money.
How?
Let's see.
I'm still kingpin around here.
What do I want? A cleaner dusk light, less idiots, and better pay. Oh, and FYI, your Aug buddy is next. Where is he?
All right, he's at the other end of the street selling glow. Now let me out of these cuffs.
All right, other end of the street. Easy enough. I'll call in my location and get the local help to pick him up. Might need a few hands to lift this brute.
Alright.
Now we just gotta wait.
Talk about hitting a wall in the investigation.
We can at least enjoy the music through the closed door, I guess. That's a thing we can do. I used to do that when neighbors played music.
How
I couldn't hear very clearly. So, guys,
oh,
how
shit.
Has your day been?
I swear one of these days those lines are gonna fail.
What line? Oh,
what?
Lights?
Oh, yeah. Sure sounds like it. Yeah, right? I mean, that's a very valid question. I hope so, too.
Yeah, I also thought that already.
I mean, we've seen people walking in here.
Problem is, we turn slow as a motherfucker.
Yeah, so we gotta lurk. Oh!
Oh!
Not in that, Jack. Not today. Keep walking, detective.
Gotta stick to the path, not the wall.
I love how the engine is bringing a tiny bit of Doppler, which you can barely hear because you're walking, but like, you can just about hear things like jittering and catch ever so slightly.
Here we go.
Or not.
Not in that jacket. Not today. Not in that jacket. Keep walking, detective. Not today. Not in that jacket. Keep walking, detective. Not today. Keep walking, detective.
Having fun?
Not in that jacket. Not today.
Oh, quick!
Keep walking, detective.
No.
Path blocked by a wall that I'm walking into.
Can't. Boo!
How lame. Okay, well, we could end the stream here. Well, we have literally been streaming for less than an hour. So something else some people you guys won't like us to do that. So instead, I know. I'm going to put a link here.
What is that?
I will get to the bottom of this.
Did you see
brick
this?
By brick.
Hold on. Let's find a good place to...
Path blocked by a wall that I'm walking into.
Want some girls, bud? And reap the rewards that taxes allow. Detective.
Unless it's the one I'm looking for, then no, I do not. I'm coming, baby.
Okay. What do we got? No, I haven't seen this. What is this? I'm an audio games at IT dev. And I'm working on... I'm going to...
Last payment?
Mm-hmm.
Lambton Finance will be here to take care of your financial
Okay, let's get this. Fury Driver demo.
Yeah, so basically... Yeah, I mean, it sounds like... this sounds like the kind of thing that, I mean... We're probably going to play the full version anyway when it comes out. And hey, I mean... We clearly need to do something else. And this is thematically the same kind of thing, except, like, modern, not sci-fi. Oh, might as well see what these people are going to be.
Oh, wow. Audio speed is only 390? All of their stuff is so cheap now.
Don't they have a sale? Oh, so if we're talking about sales, by the way, I got a... what did I send him? I sent him the next Audio Game Association thing. You probably know what I'm talking about. Might as well get the demo out of the way now. Because we're definitely not doing a Halloween stream today because people would be mad.
Here, request the demo.
But yeah, if we're talking about sales, I got a push notification from Blackbox, which literally says, celebration for no reason. I made everything free for a weekend. So if you guys wanted to unlock the other Blackbox challenges, you can do that for free for a bit. So I'm probably gonna do that after the stream ends as well. So, and you know, it's a fun thing. Your soul is already hurting.
Yes. Well,
I'm sorry.
No, I mean the download.
No, I'm replying to the chat.
Late on your last payment? Don't worry. Lambton Finance are here.
Download
to take
demo.
Your financial worries.
Soon you'll receive an email. Okay.
Well, let's hope it don't take too long. But yeah, I mean, we'll wait for that to to download, which on your connection is probably not going to take long at all. I guess what we can sum this up is pretty much what we said earlier, right? Like, the presentation is amazing, but, like, there might be, like, 20 minutes of gameplay, if that.
All right, it's downloading it really slow. KBPS.
What is slow?
Like 900 kilobytes a second.
Yeah, I mean, for you, that is quite slow. For me, that's half speed, just about. But yeah, I mean...
Hey,
yeah,
I mean, you know, if buying this helps them make a Dusklight, I guess, then yeah. I mean... actually, might not be a bad idea. Just, like, release a bunch of smaller mini-games instead of trying to do, like, a huge Kickstarter, even though they did a huge Kickstarter, so...
And succeeded, didn't they?
Late on your last payment? Don't worry. Lampton Finance are here to take care of your financial worries.
Lampton.
But yeah, like, I would totally buy a full game in this kind of environment.
Alright, 40 seconds left.
Cool. And hey, there's Charm, as we talked about in the main menu. That was pretty funny. I like that. I like that menu.
Atlantic Finance. We understand taxes aren't easy to accommodate for.
Yes, I know, and my soul is already hurting. What? What was that about?
Yeah, it doesn't cost much. Why you charge for is pretty much what we just said. I think they're trying to, like, fund their next thing. Well, their thing. Their big thing. I mean, if
good job.
This helps them get to that goal. Yes, I know. Then,
oh, here we go.
No, I'm all for that.
Jesus, don't you think that's a bit much?
Well, tax evasion is kind of bad, you know. Two things in life are certain, death and taxes. So, you know,
it's right up there. Called Fury. Fury Driver.
Right up there. I want to quit this thing first.
Well, I need to extract.
Don't worry.
Okay. You know what I'm here to take care of? Exactly.
love it.
Oh, lots of bleeding edge. Okay, here we go. I need to start it, and then I need to change all the stuff. Here we go.
Well, you also need to probably enter the user code, or does it make you do that, actually? Their demo's not. I always forget.
Press C key to listen to the credits.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Game capture. Change. Fury Driver. All right. What did it say?
Something about pressing C to listen to the credits. That's all I heard.
Fury Driver, Moonwalks.
Yes.
A game by Riccardo Vecchi.
Cool.
Game design and programming by Riccardo Vecchi and Massimo De Pascal. Sound design and music by Lorenzo Venturini. Story by Andrea D'Angelo. Voice by Matthew Curtis. Administrative direction by Mirko Venturi.
That?
An audio game made and produced by Audio Games Association.
All right.
That's like... Yeah.
Space? Enter?
Western drama,
press control to start a new game.
Oh.
Press the escape key
Why
to exit the current
game. Why the
fuck
would you press control?
Press C key to listen to the credits.
Okay. Press control.
Welcome to Moon City. I don't know if it's a real welcome. Moon City is the worst city on Earth. On one hand, by day, well-dressed gentlemen who try to do business with respectable people. On the other hand, at night... clandestine races and huge quantities of drugs, which are handled by the same people who wear elegant suits during the day and hold electoral meetings. And, between day and night, A few honest people trying to do their job. This is the story of an honest man, a policeman, Virgil, who recently moved to Moon City, where he lived as a child. He came to visit his sick father and to be closer to him, and he was definitively transferred to the hell of Moon City. Now, he's at the police station. Use tab and shift tab to explore the environment, forward and backwards. Use the control key to examine the interactive elements. Spacebar to open the pause menu and the I key to access inventory.
I want to race a car.
You have reached Moon City Police. Press tap to move.
Whoa. What was that?
Did that accidentally be in music? In the rhythm of the music? That's funny.
Window. Plant. Fire extinguisher. Commissioner Fox.
Test drive.
To main hall.
What the fuck?
Window. Fire commissioner.
Test drive.
Of course.
Well, I mean, it's a demo. It's not all the voiceovers are.
In a race, press the left or right arrow keys to move left or right on 5 columns. Press the up key to accelerate once every 2 seconds. Avoid the obstacles.
What?
During left and right turns, you will be moved towards the outer edge of the turn. So move to try to remain on the track. Go as fast as you can without getting hit or going off the track to complete the race.
That is weird.
Get ready. So start in.
Basically,
three,
space wave race. Controls.
Two.
Every 2
one.
Seconds?
Left. Right. Middle left. Right turn incoming. Turn completed. Center. Middle right.
Oh.
Center. Right turn incoming. Turn completed. Center.
This gives me very
left turn incoming. Turn completed.
I love these car sounds.
Middle right.
Yeah.
Right turn incoming.
Like
turn
the...
completed. Middle right. Middle right. Right.
Jesus.
Left turn incoming.
Yeah.
Turn completed. Middle left. Right. Virgil gets to the left. Virgil right turn incoming.
Hit. Oh shit.
Turn complete. Race is over. Virgil won the race.
Nice.
You have reached Moon City Police. Right. Window.
What's the window?
The streets outside can be seen from here.
Mm.
Plant. A normal looking palm plant. Fire extinguisher. Well, that's broken.
Oh, well, that's useful.
Commissioner Fox.
You can still use
he's
it
Virgil's commissioner
people,
of the new police station he's been assigned to. He asked him to escort a politician that is waiting outside nearby with a police car to the east side of the city. He reminds him to get his documents, which unfortunately are in his office, that is, on fire. That's what that smell Virgil sniffed in the corridor was. He says Virgil will have to extinguish the fire immediately.
Mm.
Test drive.
To main hall.
Oh, good thing I did the test drive.
Window. Plant. Fire extinguisher.
All right, let's,
the fire extinguishers.
Oh, that's broken.
Broken, isn't it?
Commission fire extinguisher. Open the menu page.
What did I do?
Press the I key to open the inventory page. Press backspace to go back to the map.
Okay.
Press the escape key. You're back at commission to main hall.
I guess we gotta go here.
All main right. hall of the police station. In contrast to Fox's office, it's completely gray and has no discernible features. And there is no furniture. Just doors to the offices. You have reached main hall.
Alright.
To Fox's office. To Virgil's office. To corridor. To Moon City. To Fox's office. To corridor.
That's the office was on fire.
To Virgil's office.
Alright, let's check out the office then.
Virgil can't access the office because there's a small fire going on there. He needs to extinguish it first. The corridor. To Fox's office. To Virgil's office. To corridor. To Moon's. To Fox's office. To Virgil. To Fox's office.
I guess I was here.
Right. Commissioner Fox's office. He can be seen sitting behind his desk, looking at his computer. There's a window, a plant, and a bookcase right. filled with law books
yep.
behind him.
Yep. I was here. Okay.
You have window, plant, fire, commission.
Test drive.
To main hall.
All right. So we need to go to the other corridor, I guess.
You have reached. To divert the corridor.
Yep. All right.
An empty corridor. There's a fire extinguisher and a metallic door at the end that leads to the garage.
Virgil finds a healing
You have reached.
I need one in a minute.
prison cell.
Whoa.
Fire extinguisher to garage to main hall. Prison cell. Fire extinguisher to prison cell. There's nothing here now. Fire extinguisher. This seems to function well. Virgil can use it to put out the fire in the office. To main hall. To garage. To main hall. Prison cell. To garage.
We could go to the garage, but somebody tells me we don't want to do that just yet.
To main hall.
I mean, also, there is a small you fire, but no, don't worry.
To Virgil's office.
Fire, and that's probably
Virgil extinguishes the fire.
Virgil.
Nothing important has been damaged, fortunately. Virgil can access his office and get his documents now.
I would like to know what that fire was all about.
The corridor.
Yeah,
to Moon City. To Fox's office. To Virgil's
thing.
Office.
Like, I mean, wouldn't it have been easier to just say, oh, well, he can't find his keys or something. No, there is a fire blocking the way.
But there was a fire.
I know.
It has a computer and some files stored in bookshelves. Virgil can see his documents on the desk.
I thought it was
Virgil's office. Save point. Bookcase. Save point. You save the game.
Great.
Bookcase. Documents. To main hall. Save point. Bookcase. Contains several files and law books. On top of a shelf, there's a bottle of painkillers. Virgil takes it with him.
Hmm.
Documents. Among these are Virgil's police ID. He takes it, as he will need it for the job. Save book to main hall.
Alrighty.
Okay,
you have reached to Fox's office.
Alright, let's go back to this guy. Hello.
You have reached Moon City Police. Window, plant, fire extinguisher, Commissioner Fox.
Hey, bud.
He's working on something on his computer. Strongly suggest Virgil to get working on his operation.
Having you gotta hit the garage, take the car, and...
Test to main hall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You have reached the corridor to Moon City.
Or we get out here.
The corridor.
Anyway, let's go take the car. Car sounds funner. All right, let's see if we can
you
take the car.
You have reached to garage.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Garage of the police station. It has a police car in it, and the shutter leading outside is closed.
Let's open it.
You have rolling shutter. It's closed.
Open it.
Trash bin. Police car to corridor. Rolling trash bin. It's filled with paper. Police car. A police car. Virgil will need this to escort the politician, so he gets the keys and drives it outside.
Through the closed fucking
thing.
That
sounds like a fucking sick police car, dude. It's like a turbocharger.
Rolling shutter. Trash bin to corridor. Rolling shutter.
So we just drove it outside, and now we walk outside.
Maybe
you have reached corridor. Prisons to garage to main hall. Prisons to main.
Okay, well, I guess we gotta walk outside after driving the car outside.
You have to corridor to Moon City.
And suddenly we were in the car.
A dead end with the police station on the right side. Seen from the outside, it's a half white, half black building. The lower half in white, the upper one is in black.
Damn.
You have reached 5th Street, number 1.
5th Street, number 1.
Press tab to 5th Street, to Moon City, mural. To 5th Street,
press
mural.
Tab to 5th Street, what the hell does that mean?
The mural depicts some cops running with police cars behind them. In a style which reminds me of comic books from the 30s. Mm. Someone wrote, a cab, in the bottom left corner of the picture.
Yeah.
To 5th Street, number 5. To Moon City, mural. To 5th Street, number 5.
All right.
A three-way intersection leading to one of the main avenues of the city, to a public park, and to the police station. You have reached 5th Street, number 5.
Okay.
To public park, to 5th Street, to 5th Street, bench. A wooden bench facing the road. No one's on it at the moment. To public park, to 5th, to 5th, bench.
Where are we supposed to go again?
To public park.
I was not paying attention.
Well, park.
There's a small park in this corner of the city. It's as big as a small square, probably 40 meters by 40 meters. The politician Fox talked about is sitting on one of the benches, looking at the trees and bushes.
Lucky
there are some small stores at the edges of the park. You have reached public park.
Very important for this politician to be safe. Also, politician
press
sits in the park.
Two. Politician. Pharmacy.
Ah, yes.
The pharmacy clerk says he has only one of the medicines that Virgil needs to bring to his father. The other one is probably available in another pharmacy in the city. Virgil still buys the one that's here and puts it in his pocket.
What?
I love how the I love how everybody's so vague about who this guy is. It's like a politician. Even the game still tells you that just that. It could be anyone from random like member
of Fifth Street
politician
pharmacy.
President.
Virgil doesn't need anything from this place at the moment.
I believe we're missing some context for this pharmacy.
To Fifth politician.
All right, hey bud.
This is the politician Fox told Virgil about. He's sitting on one of the benches and tells Virgil that he needs to get to the center of downtown. And the quickest way there would be just going up 2nd Avenue. The two get in the police car and start moving.
The two? Oh.
To 5th Street, number 5. Pharmacy. To 5th Pharmacy. Virgil doesn't need anything from this place at the moment. To 5th Street, number 5.
At the moment. All right, let's get in an accident. Let's go.
You have reached
so
to Public
to
Park,
to
5th Street, number 9, to 5th Street, number 1, bench, to 5th Street, number 9.
So how does this work? So if I want to go, like, to 2nd, where are the avenues? I have no idea where I'm going.
We'll get there eventually.
An unremarkable street that leads with nothing particularly interesting. Virgil's apartment is one of the buildings in this street. You have reached Virgil's apartment.
I kind of want to go there, but...
To 2nd Avenue, number 20. To 5th Street, Virgil's apartment.
I kind of want to...
Let's try heading this place up. Yeah, sure, let's go.
Virgil's apartment is on the first floor. He doesn't need to get anything from his house, and he's not tired. So he has no reason to go up there.
I don't know. What about, like, playing video games or porn?
To 2nd Avenue.
Dude, we have a politician in our car, man.
From here, the downtown can be reached going north, while the harbor and the sea are in the opposite direction. You have reached street lamp. Used to illuminate the intersection.
Really?
Like the other 1,000 or so in various points in the city. They usually turn on at 6 p.m. and turn off at 6 a.m.
Thanks.
To 2nd Avenue, number 13. To 2nd Avenue, number 27. To 5th Street, street lamp. To 2nd Avenue,
go up, right?
Number 13.
I think so. Yeah, true. Yeah, on your head display.
This is kind of interesting.
This intersection leads to the most central part of the downtown of Moon City, or to the entrance of the ghetto. The latter appears to be in a much more decadent state than the former.
Virgil picks up a
you have
health
reached
potion.
2nd Avenue, number save point.
Oh, yeah.
You saved the game.
Sec, thanks.
To 2nd Avenue, number
what
6.
Would be
to ghetto.
An appropriate
hell yeah. Let's take the politician to the ghetto.
To 2nd Avenue,
before
number 20.
Before we do, quick question.
Teenagers.
An appropriate healing item for a policeman. Would it be a healing potion? Would it be a donut? Would it be some bandages? Or would it be some booze? Or would it be something else?
Some booze and painkillers and donuts.
A teenage girl is hanging out with two of her friends. Looks like they're headed downtown. Save point. To 2nd Avenue, number 6.
Nah, let's get the guy where he needs to go.
There appears to be a roadblock ahead due to construction work.
Well,
the politician is in a hurry and suggests going through the ghetto to get to the destination because it's the fastest way.
We're going through
Virgil
the ghetto.
Virgil is worried about that because the ghetto is infamous for having gangs all over the place. But he complies.
Definitely donut.
To ghetto.
Well, this ain't gonna go wrong.
As soon as Virgil enters, he starts getting chased by a local gang.
Yep.
They're holding guns. And they look very dangerous. Virgil must run away from them and escape from the ghetto. In a race, press the left or right arrow keys
Sick.
To move left
Let's
or
do
right
it.
On
Let's
five columns.
Do it.
Press the up key to accelerate once every
Got
two
it.
Seconds. Avoid the obstacles, and during left and right turns, you will be moved towards the outer edge of the turn.
Yep, yep,
so
yep.
So move to try to remain on the track. Mm-hmm. Go as fast as you can without getting hit or going off the track to complete the race.
Let's crash with the politician.
Get ready. Start in 3, 2, 1.
All right, hold on to your seat.
Center. Right.
left. Right turn incoming.
So who?
Turn complete.
Who of you guys knows left. A little movie called Taxi?
Center.
Because these engine sounds right. Really remind me of what.
Right turn incoming.
Except that was in France.
Turn completed.
Can I hold? All
right. Right turn incoming. Turn completed. Middle right. Middle left.
Whoa.
Center. Right turn hit. Incoming.
Whoops.
Holy crap.
Turn completed. Left. Middle left.
Yeah.
Middle left. Left turn incoming.
I ran into one of the things on the road.
Turn over completed. Here. Center. Over Virgil here. Gets hit.
Ow.
The escape is over. Virgil successfully escaped. After escaping from the gang, the politician turns out to be an undercover agent, and this was only a test for an important mission that Virgil is about to receive. Virgil has to infiltrate the city's criminal base, find out who the mysterious Mr. Sin is, the one who controls the crime, and arrest him. The policeman cannot refuse. He must pay for his father's medicine and cannot risk being fired. Virgil has proven to be an excellent driver. The idea to infiltrate the moonwalks, the extremely dangerous clandestine races in Moon City. After receiving the latest instructions from the undercover agent, Virgil realizes that he has to go buy the medicine his father needs.
I'm an electronic voice which is a stand-in for Ricardo Vecchi, programmer of Fury Driver. The demo ends here, thanks for playing. If you have feedback for the game, please leave a message in the forums. He'll read the messages and take note of your suggestions.
Welcome to Fury Driver.
Cool.
Press the space bar to continue a previous game. Press control to start a new game. Press the...
Cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm pretty sure the full version of this is going to be kind of fun. This is an interesting setting. I don't think we had anything like that in audio. And, yeah, I mean, okay, it's still going to be kind of repetitive, I think. But it's definitely more engaged. It's fun.
Yeah, we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, but I'm interested for sure.
Why is your co-pilot shooting at you?
No one knows.
Oh, bro, you can watch porn in your car these days.
So yeah, we are going to see. What happens? We'll try to get through all the streams we have not done yet. I will have Wednesday off work.
Ooh.
So maybe something then. So you guys don't have to wait like quite that long.
Yeah, maybe some AHC.
We can certainly do that, or we can do our Halloween stream if Kevin doesn't mind, and if you guys would prefer that, or if you'd prefer AHC, then we can do AHC.
I guess.
But also because
look out for another poll in the Discord. If you're not in the Discord, join the Discord.
Connor is like, we should get an audio game association embargo because they publish so much so we can't get to the good games. that's not nice.
Yeah, so overall, this was fun. I enjoyed both.
They very much so. We've actually been discussing things to increase our streaming output. I don't want to talk about any of them because, well, we're horrible at that. But we have been actually talking.
Yeah.
So we'll try to basically like have multiple things going on in parallel because, you know, to speed things up.
Because we have quite a number of different projects going at the same time right now.
As you rightly pointed out.
So we should really work on it.
Yeah. We'll try. We'll try. But yeah, possibly Wednesday next week we'll try to do something, whatever that will end up being. And also because it's actually very likely I'm going to be able to stream next weekend. Unless there is a more strict lockdown, which, I mean, who knows in this climate. But let's, for the moment, assume that it might be very likely. But I should have Wednesday all to myself. So we can try to do something then.
Nice.
And I guess that's the foreseeable future. Well, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed both of those. Both game ideas with potential. We'll try, my dude.
All right. It's like, we've been going for, wow, less than 2 hours this time. That's insane.
Well, hey, you know how our listen, how our audience retention is on these videos.
It's still fun. We got through all the new shit. So as long as there's no new shit, we can get back on track.
It was actually nice to stream without feeling like I'm about to like die. That's good. Believe me, last week, if I'd have tried last week, it would have been a disaster.
Alright.
Yep.
That's it. I don't have anything else.
Indeed.
Thanks for tuning in.
The usual.
Yep. Join the Discord.
Thank you all, guys.
And,
join the Discord. Like, subscribe, tell your friends. And see you next time.